This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, this is, I have no idea if this is the right format, but yeah. Okay. One, never making any of my own work again. Two, never getting paid for my work again. Three, never getting paid again. Four, never having another crush. Five, never being the object of another crush. Six, the fear that even my using the word crush is out of touch, juvenile, the crux of the whole problem. Seven, dancing. Eight, singing. Nine, the man I once saw on the subway eating a full tub of cream cheese. Like, just out of the tub. I'm losing track of these numbers. Aging, being asked my opinion of a friend's work I didn't like. Out of the three truly terrifying images in the film Hereditary, Toni Collette floating in the attic scared me the most. Never being as scared of any movie as I was when I was a kid. Breakup dreams, my exes being happier without me, my exes never thinking about me. Loss of meaning, loss of purpose, loss of curiosity, my voice becoming gravelly. Walking up the stairs outside my apartment one day and realizing I can't make the full climb. Walking my dog up the stairs outside my apartment one day and realizing my dog can't make the full climb. My own anger, loneliness, my friends all coupling up and having kids, and I, out of fear of being left behind combined with the envy I feel, starting to look for things to critique them about, judge them for, until I am nothing but a critical, judging shell of a person who they have every right to not text back or invite to things, thus fulfilling the prophecy that I myself set in motion. The Apple Store, expensive pillows, hipster stores in the airport, wanting something I can't have, the death of cities, greed, the internet, having kids, not having kids, everything related to the environment, power, powerlessness, mob mentality, capitalism, quality, beauty, uniqueness, being things only for the rich, class war among the old, the fate of everyone who isn't rich. There's an Apple store that was put in Williamsburg, and I feel like that really was the thing that changed it all. Like, everything followed the Apple store. And I've never seen an Apple store that's not in a mall that you can just, like, look through the windows while it's asleep, you know? So at night, you can see the iPhones charging, right? And it looks like an army of dicks. I'm Starley Kine, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? If I get frozen, like you get cryogenically frozen, and then in the future when they unfreeze you, they're like, oh. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.